that some of the calculations, although you've told me that you, with motels, you're making the when you're looking at the properties, how many times they were, how much they are available for rent. But this seems to distinguish Shipman quite a bit, this case that's come down from the tax commission, and I don't know how you do in your calculations, because we're not that complicated up here as far as we don't know.
We don't take into account the days they're rented. We take into account, you know, when we figure out the EGI, it's based on how many days it's available and the average market rate. So,
and I don't know what that comes out, but I guess you guys can explore that and see if any of his clients might be able to drop those values, but maybe they can't. I mean, it certainly seems if a lot of times it's coming out lower with hotels, so I'm not sure why there would be a big difference when you're evaluating these properties as well.
With a motel, you've got more expenses involved, and that's kind of a big deal. You know, you've got staff, you've got payroll, you've got maintenance, you've got insurance. They're big numbers. They're not little bits. And so
that's what's causing the difference in the when you're evaluating it
right
from the business perspective.
So when I did one of these, it was one of these. Again, he gave me his Schedule E, the one rental one that you get with the IRS. And he had three different nightly rentals, but we were only doing one here in Taney. And I took all of his information and plugged it in where it was supposed to be. And then because they had rented only 39 nights, their actual income, because they'd also stayed there, so it worked out. So they brought in $16,699. Once you divided that by the days rented, it gave me how much the market was to charge per day. And once we took that amount and multiplied it by the EGI numbers, you know, the 365 days times $800 a night, you can see it became a big number.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very realistic.
Right, and so
it assumes zero vacancy.
Right. Yeah, and if you don't have any expenses to offset that particularly, that's going to make it pretty tough to use that kind of evaluation, it sounds like to me.
Right.
Okay. I don't know what you can do with the other cases that you have, Tim. I was just making a suggestion that we're probably going to try to be consistent here. I don't know I know that the one case that the hearing officers heard with Valerie Budd, and I don't know if she's the same one that writes the opinions for the State Tax Commission or not. I don't know if Amy Westerman is the same person that does that, but probably. And again, we don't even have a court case because none of them seem to have gone that far, or at least not through the courts yet. But I would be interested to know what they're going to say on when people own multiple properties in a single county or city, let's say, which is what we have and is happening because of VRBO and the other sites where I'm sure it's happening all over the place, but I haven't really gotten any guidance yet on it.
She's the chief legal counsel for the STC.
That's my understanding.
And then they've hired some more hearing officers to help her because they need more people. There's so many cases.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm just wondering if she wrote this opinion along with the other two that seem to have been, you know, I don't know.
I tried to figure that out. The opinion itself, the text of it offered no guidance as to who actually authored it.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're a citizen board. We're trying to do the best we can up here, but that's the viewpoint we've taken, and I guess if you can advise your clients, I mean, we still have to make, it's on the docket, we have to make a ruling, but just if you can kind of communicate what we're doing.
Yes, all right.
Okay.
It's good to see you.
All right,
Thank you.
To see you.
The ones we were able to reach said they would be willing to call or have you call them.
Okay, I think the next one we have on the docket here is the 161, the Corrine Doherty Trust. Is that one you were able to reach? Well, it's time anyway, so we'll call it. Corrine, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Corrine, I'm here with the other board members, and we have your case next on the docket. It's 161, looks like a Chateau Mountain Hilltop Way property.
240.
Yes. Okay. Is this an appeal of the classification of the property or the value or both?
It was more of the classification and, you know, just questions and equal treatment across the board. You know, we are just new owners, just, you know, occupancy in September, purchased the property under the understanding residential and phasing into commercial, and then next thing we know it's doubled and we haven't even had a profit, a good profit in 2022. So it was a lot of questions on, and then we're hearing a lot of other counties are not being assessed at the same rate, which is under, you know, it's really a concern of ours because we want to be, we're bringing business to Taney County. We want to make sure that across the board we can do business in a fair manner. So it's really about the classification and questions of, is there any way to phase this over for a new owner in a number of years, and, you know, see if the category for nightly rentals, you know, you got hotels and you have residential and you have hotels. And I would think we would be more in the middle of that, and we were, you know, jacked up to the highest or rated to the highest. So
okay.
That's our first. Just a few more answers.
Okay, you didn't check valuation here, and you're looking at classification, or what classification was this? Another one that was assessed at 100% commercial, I assume.
100% yes, correct.
Okay. And Corrine, do you own just this property, or do you own more properties in Taney County?
We just own this property in Taney County.
Okay. With respect to the vacation or nightly rental properties, you're not familiar with a decision we made a year or two ago, I assume.
I've heard discussions on some of the decisions, but if you can remind me of your phone.
No, that's fine. I'll be happy to explain to you what we've been doing. Basically, if you have one property in Taney County and you put that property in a rental pool, we've been assuming that it's also sometimes used by you for other purposes, and therefore have done a 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any property owned by, under common ownership, any other property, then it's been 100% commercial. So, in other words, we're giving a break to people that have the first house in Taney County, basically, if you put it in a rental. Now, if you don't put it in a rental program, then it could be 100% residential, or you have a long-term lease, or whatever the case may be. But if you have a home in Taney County and you put it in a rental program, such as VRBO or whatever, we have been doing, on your first one, 25% commercial and 75% residential.
So we should have that 75% residential, because this is a first home, and from the understanding of this, of, you know, when we bought this, that we aren't allowed in that area at, you know, times to make it, you know, a residential. So I couldn't come and, you know, live in it for 6 months. I mean, we live in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right. I mean, you can come live in it as long as you want to. But we're just saying is it's if you put it in there as if you put it in a rental pool, then you are. And I'm gonna let the assessor talk here in just a second. But I'm just telling you what we've done with our with other appeals of this nature. Is there any board questions before?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to make sure I heard you right. So you were saying that in a rental at, like mine, if it's in. It's a VRBO, Airbnb, or whatever. It is 75% residential and 25% commercial, which is lower than what
Certainly, it would be lower than what you're currently, what the assessor has sent out, which is 100% commercial. But understand, if this is a business where you have more than one property, any other house or home under common ownership is going to be 100% commercial if it's used in a rental program.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. So okay. If I had two buildings, you give me a break on the first one, but you would do 100% on the second one. We only have the one.
I understand.
And so we would be 75%. Okay, 25% commercial.
Well, and we haven't heard from the assessor yet, so we haven't made a decision on it. I'm just letting you know what we've been doing. Please go ahead, Susan.
I misunderstood her. Did she say that she's restricted for how long she can stay in that building?
One second. It's very echoey. So, Susan, I can hear every other word. Sorry.
What she asked was, does the actual development have a restriction on how long you can stay in the property personally?
Homeowners Association, if it'll show that, but there, you know, you need to, it's for rental. I mean, it is for a rental. If we come down, maybe, you know, if you blocked it off, but that's not the purpose of our owning a rental. It is to bring business to Cheney County and to have a, you know, a rental property there. I think that answers your question, Susan.
Well, what we're trying to figure out is has this development actually made a part of the ownership there that you can only stay in it a certain percentage of the time?
I do not believe there's any percentage listed. However, when we originally purchased this, if I go back to the paperwork, I remember talking to my lawyer about it because categorized it as residential, and then later on you could see that it was put into commercial. So I don't know what that original ownership was trying to do or whatever, but it's rental. It's rental property. We're not planning to move there. I don't think we could move there. If you look at the chateau, the only thing I've ever known is that we can't live there. It is a rental property.
Well, that makes it a little bit different that we're just trying to figure this out. The assessor has a question.
So you can't just make this your permanent residence. You can't sell everything where you live now and come live in this place 365 days a year or even 8 months. You can't just move all your stuff in.
No, that is my understanding. That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something we haven't, if they're making restrictions now where they can't even use them as a residence, kind of changes.
Which is why we discounted it for the business section.
Yeah.
I think something that should be considered is if you have a bunch of investors that came into this, with the understanding that I just gave you, that they understood that it was going to be not full commercial, and then all of a sudden you get commercial, there should be some spacing. If you don't do the 75-25%, there should be some spacing.